of an inbuilt self-sustaining mechanism. When it comes to the trial judiciary, the allegations of corruption or complaints of corruption go before the higher judiciary, namely the provincial court, which we call the High Court, and the sitting judges decide whether the complaint is right, and if it is right, the necessary penal action is taken. If it is against the High Court judge, it goes before the Supreme Court of India, and the Supreme Court, by way of the internal mechanism, which is time-tested, as the learned Attorney General for India said, examines it. The purpose is that there is no interference of executive in the functioning of the judiciary, otherwise it would violate the time-tested and very sacred part of the Constitution of India, namely complete insulation of judiciary from the executive, which maintains its independence. The country is proud of its judiciary. There may be some stray instances of corruption, but by and large, the judiciary has never let a citizen down. Whenever a citizen approaches the court, the approach of the judiciary is pro-citizen, pro-individual, and pro-justice, right from the trial court to the highest constitutional court of the country. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. We note that specific data had been requested on some of...
Apologies,
sir. Please, go ahead.
Just a small, information. The habeas corpus law in India is one of the most vigorously working constitutional principles. A habeas corpus petition receives the utmost attention and expedition